Welcome to the MFR Shinty Show. On this week's show, we'll look back at the semi-finals of the Kamina Cup. We'll look ahead to the final of the Macaulay Cup and the rest of this weekend's Shinty action. To look across the world of Shinty alongside me is Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ian, and to all the listeners.
We'll start first of all, Drew, with the weekend just gone. You were down in Spean Bridge, which was in for a lot of rain, but fair play to everyone for getting the semi-final was on. There was a few doubts over the if the games would go ahead, but they did. And what was your overall thoughts on the weekend?
You know, we were quite flat. I felt quite nervous early on. Inverary got ahead, and then Inverary just seemed to, I think they'd seen the finishing line, try to defend for too long, and Newtonmore just overpowered them in the end. And can you see that they turned round at half time and won quite easily in the second half?
Yeah, because it was goalless at half time in the game between Kanyusi and Kamali. And you know, at one stage I thought, you know, we did speak last week about you know, about upsets, and you predicted that maybe it might be a kind of one half of the bad knock too, and maybe a smaller club, but not to be the case. But at half time in that Kanyusi Kamali game, perhaps you're thinking maybe Kamali might sneak something.
It's incredible actually. You see the Kanyusi team that was on the park, you know, it wasn't the greatest defence in the world. They kept a clean sheet, and then within the first three attacks in the second half of the win advantage, it was 3-0, and the game was over within 10 minutes of the second half.
Yep, and we've got a real kind of mouth-watering final to look forward to in mid-September. We did speak last week, and we wanted, well, I know you wanted a kind of, you remember perhaps an Inverary or Kamali side to be in the final, but it's not the case. But we look forward to, you know, a clash of two real big heavyweights.
Yeah, and it won't be the 12-1 like it was in the last final.
There's a prediction for you there, right there, on the MFR Shinty Show. Now, Norman MacArthur, the Newtonmore boss, well, just keeps getting bigger and bigger for him. The semi-finals of the Kamina Cup last weekend, and he looks forward to the Macaulay Cup final this weekend against Cas Athletic, and I caught up with him in the wake of their 5-2 win over at Inverary. Norman, first of all, congratulations through to the Kamina Cup final.
Yep. Good day for us so far.
I mean, talk us through the performance. Obviously, we weren't there to see it, but you were up against Inverary, a side to, on their day, can play some good stuff, and you know, I suppose they'll be tough opposition for you.
Yeah, they were, but I think it'd be pretty fair to say that we probably dominated most of the game without... Well, we shouldn't say we didn't play a lot of chances, because we did. Their goalkeeper had some great saves, us, but our goalkeeper. But at the end of the day, I think fitness still remains. They look so unfit. We got a man sent off with 20 minutes to go, and we were still the better team. Their fitness wasn't good at all, and I think that's what won us the game in the end.
That kind of it's a bit surprising, because we spoke to not obviously the fitness, but the fact that they kind of just, you know, drizzled out, because Gary McPherson said to us last week that you know, he was determined, and a few of the other lads at Inverary were, you know, desperate to make this the kind of last ditch attempt at, you know, a Kamina Cup final to go out, you know, so, you know, so poorly in the end.
There's a lot of problems getting players available week in, week out, and I think that, I mean, I know that two or three of the players only play an odd week, and I think that tells them they don't have the match practice. Uh-huh. But you know, they're still a good side, and they're more or less their full squad out today.
Yeah. Norman, obviously it's going to be a kind of real exciting end to the season for your team. You're up against Cowes Athletic in the Macaulay Cup final, and in the Premier Division title as well, still up for grabs.
Yeah, we're still there, so it's looking good. Well, we've got a full squad. Well, unfortunately David gets sent off today, so that's a too much mark for him, but we've got a strong enough pool. I mean, we've got that many players now, it's difficult to know who to leave out, you know.
Speaking to a couple of the guys, especially like Stevie at Kanyusi as well, and you know, week by week they all seem to be ruling themselves out of the Premier Division title. It looks like it's going to be between yourself and Cas Athletic for the Premier Division title, and it's a kind of straight shootout for the big two trophies to end the season.
Well, that's cute, and I think that Cas have done well. They've kept going. They don't have a big squad either, I wouldn't have thought, but. You know, they're still going. And we've got six games left, I think. I think we were at this stage last season. I said to the boys, well, if we win the six games, we'll win the league. But it's not entirely in our own hands this season, as Kyle's got a greater goals advantage than us. But I think that there might be points to be dropped maybe from both sides yet. So I'll go with the Wire, I think.
And there's so many big games coming up as well, so many, you know, exciting games the other players want to be involved in as well. They're all kind of big do or die clashes.
That's right, that's right. Everyone wants to play in these games, but just taking one game at a time, as we have done up to now. I think that today's result actually just showed the mettle that the guys have got now. That, you know, becoming a couple of seasons ago, we wouldn't have won that game because we would have just heads would have gone down, but we've now got that experience in the team that's digging us out of holes and getting us results in these games.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Norman MacArthur, the Nettlemore manager on the MFR Shinty Show as well. That was recorded post-match after their 5-2 win over Inveraray. In fact, it was recorded during the seconds game at Fort William, just in case you're wondering why there were screams and claps in the background. Not your normal Shinty interview here on the MFR Shinty Show, but kind of rent a crowd there for Norman in the background there.
Yeah, Norman was saying that, you know, Nettlemore may have lost that game in previous years. I think they were a little bit unfortunate on Saturday as well, because it looked like they were running out of ideas, and I was so lucky they brought on David Chain and the ball just dropped to David and he cracked it home. But until then, Nettlemore were a bit one dimensional. They looked like they were struggling, and if Inveraray had held on a little bit longer, you know, Nettlemore would have been out of the cup, you know. And I don't think it finished 5-2 or whatever it was. It didn't really deserve to finish that way. Inveraray did capitulate in the end, but they gave a good account of themselves. They were disappointed, and you know, when they heard the Lovett score, they're even more disappointed.
Yeah, we'll touch on that later on in the show. But it's been a real tough weekend for Inveraray. But for Nettlemore, they've obviously got the Macaulay Cup final this weekend against Cass Athletic, a Camara Cup final at the end of the season against King UC, and they're still battling in the Premier Division. And you know, as we've touched on in the recent number of weeks, that it seems to be a kind of a two-way fight now for the Premier Division title. So it's going to be a real kind of tough end to the season for Nettlemore, but I think professional is the way you could describe them. It's just, you know, taking one game at a time, and perhaps, you know, not exactly blowing the other team away, but just making sure they get the win.
No, and I actually looked at the bench on Saturday. They had five guys on the bench that are at all Premier League division standard. You know, not many teams can do that. That was impressive for me that they had the five guys there.
It is going to be a kind of real test for the squad as well. But, you know, like you're saying there, they have the quality. You know, as Norman said, he's got a suspension coming up as well. They have the squad that, in your eyes, you know, can battle on three fronts.
Yeah, and if they get enough ball, you know, they'll eventually wear the team down. Norman did mention they're missing David Chain this week. David will be a miss, right enough. He was just back and saved them last week. But Kyle's probably a better team than Inveraray, so that'll be a tough challenge at Mossfield.
Kyle's are a team who have, for me, have you know, blown away the Premier Division this season. They've really been fantastic as well, and even in the cup competitions as well, they've already got like Glasgow Celtic Society Cup win under their belts as well. Are they the favourites for you this weekend?
They are for me. For me, they're the best team I've seen this year. They play fantastic stuff. The full centre is very strong, the boys of Averoni. The two wingers are very fast, very fit, good hitters, great shies. Forward line is just dynamite with all four of them are very, very effective.
I know we speak about Nettlemore and it being a real big end to the season for them, but you know, it's equally a bigger end to the season for Cass Athletic, because they have a chance of really, you know, creating a bit of history here and getting that Premier Division title. And I'm sure, you know, James Perlick and the boys as well will want to add the Macaulay Cup to their cabinet as well.
Yeah, well, they've got the Celtic Society and they earned that. It was a hard fight for them. Nettlemore haven't done well on the Macaulay in the finals lately, so, you know, I just, if the weather stays good, I really fancy Inveraray quite strongly for this one.
Both sides will have to play each other again in the Premier Division as well, so it is going to be a real kind of interesting end to the season. There's a lot of big games to come as well. Cass Athletic are involved in quite a few of them as well. Nettlemore also. So, you know, it's for people watching for people, you know, spectating and getting involved in the game as well. It's going to be a real exciting kind of end to the campaign.
Yeah, and Newton Moore go to Kyles, and I would be fully expecting Newton Moore to win that game, yet that doesn't mean they win the league either.
Yeah, there's a lot more Shinty to be played in that Premier Division as well. But Norman, saying there, obviously they are the reigning champions, they'll be keen to hold on to their title as anyone will. They have a little bit of experience in terms of, you know, they won the campaign last year, they'll know what it takes to win a Premier Division title. Is that key for them?
It'll help them, but they know how to grind out results now, but that doesn't help in cup finals. Cup finals are extremely high pressure. You're thinking about it all week. League's over, a number of weeks, but cup finals takes a different attitude. And I felt Newton Moore were extremely nervous on Saturday. It's something they'll have to go over. You know, it was a big game for them on Saturday. Yeah, they got over it, but they didn't play anywhere near as well as they can do.
Without taking anything away from Inverary, if you're saying that Newton Moore are nervous, the one team you don't want to face, if that's the case, is one of the teams of the season, Kyles Athletic.
No, and Kyles start games very, very strongly, and I feel that Newton Moore are a good front-running team, and Kyles, if they get two or three up, or even just a goal up, and then it'd be interesting to see how it turns out, because Newton Moore really have to dig in against Kyles, because they are fast and fluent.
So another big cup final this weekend as Newton Moore look to pick up their first trophy of the season. It'll be the second if Kyles Athletic can win it. One tie goes ahead in the Premier Division this weekend, and it's a familiar one. Kangiusi versus Kamali, a replay of last week's semi-final in the Camanachd Cup.
Yeah, Kamali would be probably sick of Kangiusi there. Won't be too keen this week to get them. Kamali are safe, and Kangiusi will just use that to try and maybe bring some other young boys in to get some points in the league.
I know it's kind of a bit boring to play the same opposition, especially so close to each other. For Kangiusi, we spoke to Stevie Borthwick last week, and he was honest enough in admitting that their hopes of winning the Premier Division title have almost gone. It's all about the Camanachd Cup for them. He wants to end the season by winning that trophy. And is that the emphasis now? You might take his eye off the ball in the Premier Division, not eye off the ball, but what I mean by that by bringing in younger players and giving them, because they start the season with a younger squad as well, so perhaps blooding some youngsters.
Yeah, when Stevie came in last year, he said right from the off that they were going to try and target the cups. No change this year either. They're trying to get that high level a game at the same time as bringing in the young guys. He knows he's got to bring in young guys, and he's not worried about the league. He'll use all these games to try and improve the young lads, give them confidence, bring them on, and then, full team about come the cup finals and, try and win that, because they have to attain that level, because it's Kangiusi.
And of course they beat Kamali in the McTavish Cup final, a trophy they went on to win by beating Fort William in the final. Kamali, we spoke to Stevie last week about them, and they have obviously beaten them 8-0 in the Premier Division already this season. They've beaten them in both cup competitions, the McTavish and the Camanachd. The McTavish was a real close affair. Ronald Ross had to come off the bench and rescue the day for them. But Stevie, Borthwick was honest enough as well to admit that Kamali are a side who, really does rate, and on the day can be a very dangerous team.
Yeah, Kamali were missing John Stewart and Peter Carmichael, the strong half forward and strong half back. Lee Bain was quite exceptional this Saturday. He was just completely, nullified Kamali. And Ronald looked sharp this week. It's the sharpest I've seen him all season. So, he's obviously working towards the cup final. That bodes well for Kangiusi, and it's terrifying for everybody else.
One game was played last weekend in the Premier Division, and as we mentioned earlier, it was a real big one at the bottom of the table. Lovett beat Elbin by 1-0, and it was a game that we spoke about last week as well, and the implications it'll have on the battle at the bottom. Inverary, who lost in that semi-final, go second bottom. Lovett are above them, and Lovett have the advantage.
Inverary now will have to either beat Kangiusi, Kyles or Newton Moore to retain Premier Division, shouldn't you, I think?
And it's a big ask.
Yeah, because they've both got Glenorchy, and I'm expecting both of them to beat Glenorchy. No disrespect to Glenorchy, they've not had any points this season, but it's a difficult for Inverary. They're in a bit of a hole now.
For Oban, they had a few games in hand. They still have two to play to catch up on Lovett, but forget them. The games in hand are starting to run away, and they've been dragged down into it now. They're only a point above Inverary, with one game over.
Yeah, but they've got four home games and the league's over for Clonurquhart and Kilmally and Fort Williams, so you know they're going to get points off those three teams at some point.
Yeah.
So they'll be okay, I'm pretty sure.
Hopefully, that the battle at the bottom, albeit it's extremely nail biting and nervous for those involved, but hopefully it mirrors the battle at the top, and you know we should see a title race kind of go all the way to the wire between Kyles and Neaton Moore. And Lovett, Open and Inverary, it'd be good if you know these guys could really create some real excitement in the league, top and bottom.
Everybody in between's either disappointed or quite happy.
Well, yes. Ready to put the feet up and reflect on an okay season.
And that's why you'll get strange results at the end of the season. Because the guys have, some clubs will stop training and whatnot. So.
Mm-hmm. Glenarkett, they have two games to go as well. So is that the feeling, maybe perhaps play some younger lads as well and just, take stock and look at the season and say, yeah, okay, let's go and improve next year.
Yeah, and they don't even know where the next games are, and both are away from home. I do think it's important. You have to have that match fitness week in, week out. So that's where Open has an advantage. They've got a number of games to play, so they'll keep their fitness up. And that's where teams like Clonurquhart will struggle going down to Open, and Fort William will struggle going to Open as well.
Yep. Let's move on to North Division 1. And, every week we see it, Kinloch Shiel are one side who have just run away with that division. They're in action this weekend. They're away to Skye. And a win, and they can almost wrap up the title.
I think a win actually does give them the title, doesn't it? I think, because Lochaber can only get to 23, and that will put Kinloch Shiel on 24. So they could even, draw on Saturday and possibly still win the league. So they'll be expecting a good result going to Skye. And if Skye won't want to lose to Kinloch Shiel and then pick the trophy up.
It really has been a great season for Johnston Gill and his men, and. What an achievement it would be for them to win the title, because at the start of the season, perhaps Lochaber were the kind of early favourites, the side coming down, you'd expect them to go straight back up again, but they found it difficult. But Kinloch Shiel unbeaten this season, and we've talked about them in numerous occasions in the in the cups, battling on all fronts. And they're doing really well for themselves.
And they will be a great addition to the Premier Division. You won't be predicting what they're going to do next season, because they'll improve week in, week out. And teams going up to Kinloch Shiel are going to struggle. And when Kinloch Shiel comes to you and it's a good surface, they enjoy a good surface. So I think they'll do well. And much like Kilmally did this year, I think Kinloch Shiel will be much the same as Kilmally.
Yeah, I was going to save that question for when they are confirmed as champions. We don't, stranger things have happened. But will Kinloch Shiel bring a different dimension to the Premier Division if they're promoted? Because, for me, Glenorchy, unfortunately, have had, some problems. But they will go back down into South Division 1. But will Kinloch Shiel add something different to the Premier Division?
I think they will. I'm not too sure if they've got a big pool or not. It would be helpful if they did have a big pool. That would make a massive difference and help them, because the travelling kicks in the Premier Division they don't have in North Division 1. But I think they will bring they'll be a great addition. They play some good stuff.
Elsewhere in North Division 1, it's Lochcarron versus Caberfae. And as we said, Lochaber, installed as early season favourites, but they've been involved in cup competitions as well, so we have to be fair to them as well. But it looks like that Kinloch Shiel are just going to run away with it. Two defeats all season for Lochaber, and one of them for me was vital. That was in the opening day at home to Bewley, and that just sets you off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, I think that just set the tone, unfortunately, for them. They maybe lost a bit of they had no momentum right from the start of the season, really, and the heads would have been down pretty sharp.
Elsewhere then in North Division 2, Lochaber at home to Skye, Glengarry take on Fort William, Kilmally face Clonurquhart, and Kinloch Shiel take on Kinghusie. In North Division 3, Caberfae take on Ardna American, Aberdeen Uni, the champions of course, are at home to Strathglass, Lochcarron take on Bleskin, Inverness versus Bewley, and Lochbroom versus Lewis Camaract. And now let's turn our attentions to South Division 1. A good win, or a big win for Bute last weekend, beating Glasgow Midor Gael. Those were the two sides that we kind of earmarked for fighting it out for promotion. And Bute come out with a fantastic victory.
Yeah, and that game was in Glasgow too. That kind of doesn't completely finish the league, but it's as close as it can get now. Yeah. So Bute will be delighted with that.
For George Hay and his men, it's a difficult one to take, especially in home soil, and it's a big margin to lose by as well. will that rile them up for the game at Bute, or will that be too difficult for them to go there and take points off them?
I doubt they'll go to go across to Bute. I know George had thought really highly of Bute when he'd seen them this year. He thought they had improved dramatically from last season, and they were training harder, they were playing better. But George disappointed to lose so many goals. He looked for a tighter game than that, but he knows he's got a big challenge next season to try and get his guys up.
Bute, then it's home to Kilmorey. Glasgow Midderguile go to Tainault. Glasgow Midderguile are still in there, as you say, rightly so. That the league isn't over yet, but it's important that they go to Tainault and keep alive their chances, albeit pretty slim chances, but they must keep alive their chances of going up.
Yeah, they've got to win that game, but Tainault's gone off the boil of late. They were pretty good early on in the season.
Yeah,
Done well in the Cups. They'll be trying to build for next season themselves. That'll be an interesting outcome there, because that might set a tone for when they meet next year.
For Barry Martin and Bute, they've been like Kinlochshiel and Caius Athletic. You know, they've led all the way. They've been, you know, one of the sides of the season. They've won trophies as well, and you know, for them, they've created a little bit of a gap now. And you know, I'm sure Barry will just want this league title wrapped up as soon as possible.
Yeah, he'll just be happy to get 2 points, look for the next game, and you know, look forward to getting Glasgow across there and beating them and getting the trophy.
Well, that's it. You know, and I mean, I'm not too sure when that game will take place. I haven't looked that far in the fixtures yet, but or when they get announced. But you know, it's a game that potentially could set up a kind of title decider.
Yeah, it would be nice. Never nice to see a team get a trophy, but it would be a nice game for Bute to get the trophy.
Yeah, and go back up into the Premier Division.
Yeah.
We mentioned Kinlochshiel there. Bute having come down. They'll have seen what they've missed in the year, and perhaps what they can improve on to maintain their stay next time round.
Yeah, and they tended to be a right good unit as well. I think they won their first 3 games of the season, and then something went far wrong, and I think that was the last points they got virtually.
Yeah. South Division 2 then, Aberdour take on Inverary, but the big game in that league is Strachur up against Taforth, the last game of the season for both clubs, and it's winner takes all.
Yeah, we're down to Strachur. They've got a new pitch and a new stadium. It looks fantastic. I don't know if the game's been played on it yet or not, but that would be it's actually a good venue for a cup final, and I suppose that's what this is a cup final.
It is, yeah. I mean, what a fantastic way to end the season.
Yeah. No, as I say, it'd be nice for Strachur to win that after the work they've put in with a new pitch and a new stadium and mm-hmm. a new junior levels and whatnot being introduced there.
Taforth, their only defeat this season, sorry, Strachur's only defeat this season has come at the hands of Taforth. Taforth won that one, and they're on patch 5-3, so perhaps a bit of revenge on the cards for Strachur, having lost to their only game to the league leaders, gives them a little bit of confidence going into this one.
Yeah, again, they'll be inspired by the home park and the chance to actually win a trophy. It's a while since Strachur have won anything, so it'd be nice to see them back up. I remember watching them in a Camara Cup final many years ago. To think that they're so far down now, it's incredible.
Yeah. Like you say there, a chance to move back up, this time into South Division 1. And it's again, perhaps maybe a few sides need to go back one to come back up even stronger. Gary McPherson said last week that he'd rather take a hit, he'd rather win the Camara Cup than go down and perhaps come back up a little bit stronger.
Yeah, in fact, I spoke to some of the Brady guys on Saturday, they were saying the same thing. They felt it helped them when they went down and came back up again. They regrouped and whatnot. You know, Kyle's themselves, when they come back up, they're a formidable unit. So maybe the South Division 1 allows you to do that. Certainly doesn't look like North Division 1 allows you to do it, but yeah. The South seems to.
Yeah, North Division 1's a bit of rough and tumble, and you can get caught out like Lochaber have found out this season.
Yeah, it's very cutthroat. There's no easy games really. It's an extremely tough league.
But yeah, that is the case then, that maybe a few sides, relegation isn't the end of the world, being relegated on the basis of things doesn't look good, because you're going down a division and bouncing back up, bounce back ability, if you want to call it, use a football term, but you're improving, because you're bringing younger players through, and you're giving them a season's worth of experience in one league, but then they'll come back stronger the next time round.
if you're winning week in, week out, it builds confidence and appetite, and people train better and they're enjoying it, and there's winning trophies. Where if you're in the Premier Division and you're fighting against relegation all the time, it's a bit of a hard season, so maybe a bit of a bit fresh air, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, like the guys from Butte there, I mean, that's the example you've summed up there of them, because they've come down and they've won every game, they've won trophies, everyone's, you know, on a high, and it might serve them well going back into the Premier Division.
Yeah, and it's probably given the second team a boost as well, and all the youths are probably picking up their shinty sticks now and playing more shinty, so it does have a knock-on effect.
Excellent stuff. Cheers for that, Drew. So big games across the board. South Division 2, 1, Premier Division, and of course that Macaulay Cup final at the weekend between Needsamore and Carras Athletic. Best of luck for everyone this weekend. Enjoy your weekend wherever the shinty takes you.